To make it through the five stages of dating, it's important to respect the whole process. Each stage has certain opportunities and challenges. The positive experience of each stage provides the basis for successfully meeting the challenges of the next stage. Without a clear understanding of the five stages, it's tempting to skip a stage, particularly when the challenges of that stage begin to show up. For example, in stage one, because a person doesn't want to experience the possibility of rejection or failure, he or she may move too quickly into stage two, uncertainty. As a result, in the initial period of dating, he or she becomes overly picky before pursuing or flirting with a potential partner. He or she begins to test a person too soon, looking for certainty that this is the right person with whom to be exclusive instead of just having a good time dating. Quite commonly, people skip stage two. Instead of taking some time to test the relationship before getting more intimately involved, they panic and give in to the pressure of not knowing and behave as if they know for sure. Instead of feeling secure that a man is the right man for her, a woman skips ahead by trying to prove to him that she's right for him. When a man feels uncertain, he may feel the pressure to show how committed he is as a way to impress her, when in truth, he's not ready. As they get more involved, they'll both have a tendency to go back to uncertainty. He may tend to become indifferent and distant, while her tendency will be to become more needy and hungry for reassurance. The appropriate response when one falls in love in stage one is to stay in stage one and restrain yourself from reacting and responding to your partner in a manner that would be most automatic in stage five. Then, after a few more dates, move into stage two, uncertainty, and try to maintain a sense of uncertainty. Even if her heart is jumping for joy or he wants to fly to Vegas and get married, they should proceed with caution and let the relationship pass the test of time. Quite often, a woman will feel the pressure to get married and her partner is happy to stay in stage four. She may hear the clock ticking because she wants to get married and have children and her childbearing years are running out, or she may just be feeling that something is missing in her relationship if they don't get married. Marriage is to women what sex is to men. If a woman told a man she only wanted to go to second base with him, he would instinctively feel that something was missing. He would want to go all the way sexually. In a similar way, a woman wants to go all the way emotionally and get married. When a woman is ready for stage five, but a man stays in stage four, at a certain point, a woman will make the mistake of either passively accepting his wants and deny her need to get married, or she'll demand that he marry her. Neither approach tends to work. Men don't respond well to ultimatums. And besides, what woman feels thrilled when her partner gives in to her pressure and agrees to marry her? A marriage proposal, just like a woman's acceptance to the proposal, should be a free and joyful expression of our heart's desire, not an obligation. Fortunately, there is another alternative to giving an ultimatum or denying her need. She can move back a stage. She can share how she feels in a non-demanding way without blaming him. For example, she might say, "I just want you to know a lot of uncomfortable feelings are coming up. I'm starting to doubt that you're the right person for me. I'm feeling a need to get married, and I can sense that you don't want to get married, or I'm not sure what you want to do. But what I do know is I certainly would never want to try to make you want to marry me. But at the same time, I know what I want. So I'm starting to pull back. I'm starting to distance myself. And I want to explain why I'm feeling that way. I really don't know what to do, but I do want you to know that I love you with all my heart." A phrase like this, a conversation like this, allows a man to save face, allows him to hear the need and find within himself if he has the solution or if he doesn't have the solution. By several conversations like this over a few month period, she will then create an opportunity for him to surprise her with a proposal. Men respond much better when they're not seen as the problem, but as the solution. Although most single couples are unaware of this formula of moving back a stage or even further back, it's applied all the time to save marriages. When a married couple plan to get a divorce, before doing so, they're generally advised to separate for several months. Separation is just moving back to an earlier stage. In many cases, they may go back to stage one and date others and live as if they're not married at all. By moving back to an earlier stage of dating, they get something that they were missing and are now able to make their marriage work. Women mistakenly follow the advice, if you want someone to be interested in you, be interested in them. This advice works for men who want a woman's interest, but it doesn't work the other way around. When a woman is really interested in a man, he tends to become more interested in himself. If she listens attentively, he'll generally talk more. If she seeks to please his every need, he'll gladly let her know what more she can do. This man is not a hopeless case. He's simply from Mars. His major focus is just different from a woman's. One approach is not better than the other. A woman is most fulfilled when her needs are met, while a man is fulfilled primarily through being successful in fulfilling her. Understanding this fundamental difference can give both men and women the answers to so many questions that come up while dating. There are basically two kinds of interest, active and receptive. Active interest is how we feel when we have a goal in mind. It motivates action to achieve a goal. It thrives on achievement and comes from a place of desire and confidence. Active interest wants to serve, while receptive interest wants to be served. Receptive interest is how we feel when we're openly considering the value of what is being offered. It is motivated to create opportunities to receive. It thrives in response to support and comes from a place of preference and worthiness. These two kinds of interest are reciprocal in their effect on each other. When a man is actively interested in a woman, his active interest will generally generate feelings of receptive interest in her. If a woman is receptively interested in a man, it will generate active interest in him for her. Without an understanding of men, many women think they have to do something to earn a man's love and attention. These women do not understand the intrinsic value of simply being interested and receptive to what a man has to offer. A woman does not recognize that her being open and responsive to a man's doing is in itself giving back to a man. A woman thrives when a man does for her. When a man is actively interested, she is most interested in him. Since this is her experience, she mistakenly assumes that it's the same for a man, and it's not. A man thrives when a woman is open and receptive to his interest and his attempts to impress and fulfill her. Her receptivity is her gift to him. He is grateful for the opportunity to know her, connect with her, and feel good in her radiance. Most women don't realize their value to a man. Without her to please, he's a man out of work. He needs a job. He needs the opportunity to succeed in relationship with a woman. This is an enormous boost to his fulfillment in life. Desire, interest, and passion in a relationship come from this dynamic tension. This dynamic tension is created, awakened, and turned on when a man gives and a woman receives graciously. When a man gives to a woman and is successful in pleasing her, then at some level, he anticipates something in return. This anticipation creates excitement, interest, and enthusiasm. Quite automatically, he becomes challenged to become more involved. Many women unknowingly diffuse this dynamic tension by quickly returning the gift. Instead of receiving the gift and letting the man savor in the feeling of success, a woman will shift gears from being receptive to being actively interested in giving to him. She will begin planning how she can repay his gift. This shift will ultimately lessen his interest. When a woman doesn't clearly know her worth or value to a man, then it can be hard for her to be receptive to his active interest. Instead of simply receiving, she feels she must keep giving back. She doesn't realize by simply receiving, she is giving a gift. Not only is her giving back not necessary, but it can also prevent him from being more interested. A man's interest in a woman can only grow when he feels actively interested. On the other hand, his interest will tend to decline slowly if he only feels a receptive interest for her. Likewise, when a man is actively interested in a woman, it gives her an opportunity to explore her true and authentic responses to his pursuit. This authenticity makes her more attractive to the right kind of guy for her. With this understanding, dating can be the ultimate opportunity to explore and assess the potential of a relationship while having a good time. If a woman pursues a man with active interest, it makes him receptively interested. Although he likes receiving her interest, warmth, and affection, it does not make him more interested in her. Receptive interest just doesn't bring out the best in a man. After a while, he becomes interested in someone else who promises to bring out the best in him. Quite often, a man will ask a woman for her number or take her out on a date, and then afterwards, he doesn't call. The woman then becomes perplexed and wonders, what went wrong? Is it something I said or did? Does he like someone else better? Will I ever hear from him again? Should I accept other dates? What if he calls while I'm in the shower? Women become annoyed when a man doesn't call. Most men have no idea of why it is so important for a woman to receive that call. Even when things go really well on a date, a man may still not call. There is an explanation. After understanding it, many women are enormously relieved. It's a great comfort finally to understand men and correctly interpret some of their behaviors, which at first seem so confusing. With an understanding of how men approach dating, not only can a woman correctly interpret a man's behavior, but interact in a way that ensures her getting what she needs. First of all, quite often it's the case that a man really enjoyed going on a date and he doesn't call the next day. His not calling does not mean he doesn't care. When a man doesn't call the next day, it's often because he's following another set of instincts. A woman instinctively expects a call because on Venus, the way you show someone you really care is to give some reassurance. A call letting her know that you had a good time with a tone of voice which conveys that you have warm and friendly feelings will generally do the trick. The Venusian instinctively calls someone after spending some time together. For women, staying in contact is a way to show you really care. When two women friends meet again, after not having talked in months or years, one of the first things they do is to apologize for not staying in touch. Yet this is not the case between two guys. When two male buddies have not talked in months or years, they're just happy to see each other. They don't even think about apologizing for not staying in touch. When they get back together, it's as if one day has passed. Yet when women get back together, before they feel really close, they need to get reacquainted. This same principle is true between married men and women. A man may go out of town for a week. When he gets back, the first thing he wants to do is have sex. But his wife may not feel the same way. Her feeling is, how can you just want to have sex? We haven't even talked for days. Don't you even care about how I feel? She may feel a need to get reacquainted before becoming intimate again. A man doesn't instinctively understand Venusian manners. As we'll continue to see, he's often clueless. He's just following his innocent and automatic instincts and actually thinks by not calling, he's ensuring the success of the relationship. His instincts motivate him to wait a while before calling to avoid appearing needy or desperate. He senses that if he's too excited or interested, it may compromise his value to her. Instinctively, a man knows not to show how much he cares or how much he needs someone. Martians pride themselves on being confident, independent, and autonomous. This principle works in the business and work world, but misses in the world of intimate relationships with Venusians. When a man finally does call after a date, the woman, having waited, wondering if he was going to call, is at the very least annoyed with him. Her tone of voice clearly lets him know that he has not pleased her. From there, the relationship spirals downward. The truth is that if a man does appear needy, it will be a turnoff to women. If he was to call the next day, feeling insecure and needing some reassurance, many women would be turned off. What a man needs to know is how important it is to call a woman the next day, but with an attitude of confidence, not from a place of neediness or desperation. When he can communicate a feeling that he definitely likes her and wants to spend more time with her, it's music to her ears. This kind of confidence not only makes him very attractive to her, but also gives her the reassurance that she needs and greatly appreciates. When a man starts to understand that women are from Venus, then it starts to make sense. When he learns what works, he does it. Most men just don't have a clue what a gift it would be if they were to give strong, reassuring messages after a date. By giving her the reassurance she needs, it frees the woman simply to enjoy the relationship and not wonder if things are going well. Here are three good reasons for a man to call. 1. Call to let her talk about the date, even if you don't have a lot to say. 2. Call to see if the attraction is more or less. 3. Call as a courtesy and an expression of good manners. Remember, you don't have a lot to say. Just call to say hi in a friendly tone of voice and let her talk. She'll have lots to say, and then get off the phone. She'll greatly appreciate it. Women are also frustrated when they give a man their number and he doesn't call. Even if you don't want to go out on a date, if you've asked a woman for a number, have the courtesy to give her a call. Otherwise, you're just another jerk making it worse for other men. Quite commonly, a man doesn't call back if he's not planning to pursue a relationship because he figures calling her to reject her could be construed as presumptuous. He assumes that it would be insulting in some way to call. He would feel arrogant to presume that she liked him and would want him to pursue the relationship. For many men, dating is like the process of buying a house. If you're looking for your dream home, each time you visit a house on the market, you don't call back and say that you're not interested. It's expected that if you don't make an offer, you're just not interested. No one particularly cares what you think about the house unless you go back several times to make an offer. In a similar way, if a man has actively pursued a relationship with several dates, then generally most men will feel the need officially to end the relationship with a call. Yet because some men don't know how to end relationships gracefully, they still don't call. He may think, by not calling, he's sparing her the experience of being directly rejected. One male friend of mine was completely surprised when years later a woman remembered him with a lot of annoyance because he didn't call her back after a couple of dates. He was amazed. Men tend to give what they would like. If a woman doesn't want to go out with him, he generally doesn't want her to call and directly tell him. He'll make a few calls and she generally says she's busy or she's seeing someone else, and so he gives up. He doesn't go around complaining to other guys that she didn't call him back. And yet women do feel neglected and disrespected when a man doesn't call, particularly when he says he will, or if he didn't clearly complete the relationship on their last date. This is why women are annoyed. If it's a great date, he doesn't call. If he's not sure, he doesn't call. If he wants to end it, he doesn't call. No wonder dating can be so frustrating and disappointing to women. They never know what's going on inside of him. Another reason a man generally won't call is that he doesn't want to burn any bridges. He incorrectly imagines that by not calling and officially rejecting her, that if he changes his mind in the future, she'll be more receptive to his asking her out. When a man is uncertain, his general approach is to do nothing and definitely say nothing that can be used against him. His experience is that women will remember everything. What he doesn't realize is that they also remember when he doesn't call. Sometimes when a man is not sure, he'll just postpone. Men like to think things over a lot before they get involved. They don't want to lead her on or disappoint her. The irony here is that by not calling, it has the effect sometimes of stringing her out and upsetting her much more. Just a call to acknowledge her existence would make a world of difference. If he's uncertain, he doesn't have to call and tell her what's going on with the relationship. He can just call and be nice, ask her some questions, and then tell her, "See you later. I'll talk to you later." He doesn't have to ask her out again on another date. In stage one, attraction, if a man's not interested in pursuing a woman, then the easiest and sometimes the best way to let her know is to call her back and leave a message on her answering machine when you know she's at work. This is a great solution, and most women will greatly appreciate at least getting the call instead of being ignored and wondering if you're still going to call. Saying no to a relationship also helps us to adjust and make more accurate our ability to be attracted to and turned on to the kind of partner with whom we'd want to pursue a long-term relationship. This same principle is equally true for women and men. The very act of saying no to a relationship that is not right for you fine-tunes your ability to be attracted to the right person for you. Women today are looking for a new kind of relationship, not the kind their mothers and fathers have had. They want intimate communication and lasting romance. To achieve this end, new skills are definitely required. A woman today needs not only to be soft and feminine, but also assertive. Many successful women have learned to be assertive in the work world, but still wonder, why are they still single? They haven't yet learned the art of being assertive and feminine. For most women, this is not easy because they have no role models. They either saw their fathers being assertive and their mothers being accommodating, or it was the other way around. Their mothers were dominant and their fathers were yielding and passive. For our parents' generation, it was taboo for a woman to call a man. That was considered too pushy and not feminine. Women were warned by their mothers, "Don't be too easy, too available, too accommodating, or he will not respect you." Well, mothers were not making this up. Whenever a woman pursues a man more than he's pursuing her, he'll pursue her less. Men need to be succeeding in their pursuit to discover if they really care for a woman. Certainly, some women who pursue men do succeed in getting a man, but often the consequence is not what they had hoped. When they get married and she wants to relax and simply be herself, he loses interest. This tendency also shows up in dating. Quite often, a woman will decide to end a relationship, and then suddenly the man becomes more interested. She then blames him for this because she doesn't understand her part in sabotaging the relationship. She mistakenly assumes that he's not right for her because he wants her more now that she decides to respect herself and stop pursuing him. His renewed interest can actually be a great sign. The five stages of dating ensure that you don't have to take unnecessary chances. Before getting married, your partner will fully know you, like you, love you, and still they'll be attracted to you. They're interested in you without you having to play any games or try to be more than who you are. Having said all this, there are still ways for women to call a man without sabotaging the potential of a relationship. This issue of whether a woman should call or not, particularly in stage one and two of dating, can be critical to determining the outcome of a relationship. A deeper understanding of the way men and women think and feel differently can create many new options for a woman to be assertive and feminine. When a man takes longer than a woman would expect to call back, a woman is generally upset for two reasons. The first is that she doesn't instinctively understand that he is from Mars and he doesn't understand Venusian manners. The second reason she's upset is that she's waited for days for his call, feeling powerless. She wants to call, but she doesn't. But all is not so hopeless. With an understanding of men, there are other options. To make the time pass more quickly, she has two options, and both are good suggestions. The first option is to fill your life up with activities and relationships so that you're not just waiting by the phone. There's no greater mistake than to stop your life for a man. Men are most interested and attracted to a woman whose life is full, but who happily makes some room for him. He's less attracted if she needs him to fill up her life and schedule. To a certain extent, a woman should hold the idea of romantic relationships as a special dessert and let other relationships with friends and family be the main meal to fill her up. When she finds herself anxiously waiting for a man's call, it's a sign she needs to focus on finding fulfillment through her other relationships. Needing a man for everything ultimately will sabotage a relationship with him. No man can satisfy all of a woman's needs. He may think he can, but he can't, and it's a big mistake to expect him to. The pressure it eventually puts on him will push him away. The second option is to give him a call. With an understanding of how men are different, it is possible to call a man and have a great conversation, get the reassurance you want, and support the unfolding of the relationship. To call a man after a date, it can be helpful to follow these two guidelines. 1. Don't call if you're upset with him. 2. Don't ask questions. Instead of asking questions, the secret of calling a man is to make positive comments. Let him know how you feel. Don't ask him how he feels. Let him know that you had a good time. Avoid asking questions like the plague. In stage one of a relationship, let him just see the supportive and positive side of your personality. When you talk about the date, let him know primarily your positive responses and leave out the negative. Otherwise, he might mistakenly begin to think that you are a difficult woman to please. What allows a man to grow in attraction and form an emotional bond of affection is feeling that he can be successful in making her happy. A woman is generally unaware of this Martian sensitivity. If the movie isn't good, she may feel, well, all is not lost. At least we can talk about how bad it was. Regardless of whether the movie is good or bad, she looks forward, at least, to talking about it. Venusians experience the bond of affection growing as they feel heard and understood. After a lousy experience on a date, a woman will actually look forward to talking about it in great detail. She generally has little awareness of how it makes him feel. Even if a woman thinks a man would greatly benefit from her advice on a particular matter, a woman must be very careful to not offer any unsolicited advice. Even if he asks, she should still be careful. Men like to feel that they can offer a woman some expertise. Men need to feel that they have something to offer. When a woman brings more to him than he feels he can bring to her, it has the same effect as when a woman pursues a man. He loses interest. Men also don't like it when a woman quotes another expert. This is another way women give advice. They quote other people or experts to make their point. This can be an immediate turnoff. It's fine if the man is asking for advice, but to quote another when he's not even asking is even worse than if she was to offer direct advice. Men and women come to relationships for different reasons. A man is most interested in a relationship when he feels he has something to offer and share. When he feels good about himself and his work, then he wants to share that with a woman. The more confident a man feels in the presence of a woman, the more attracted he will be to her. To increase the opportunity for a man to feel attracted to a woman, if she feels she'd like his advice on something, then by all means, she should ask. When talking to a man in person or on the phone, it's important to remember not to offer advice and not to suggest that he get help for something. This can be a real turnoff. He's not stupid. He knows he can get advice. I remember once when I was trying to fix the toilet. My wife sensed my frustration and came in hoping to help. After a while, she said, "I bet if you called the plumber, he'd know what to do." In her mind, she was just letting me know that I didn't have to fix it. While she was just being polite on her planet, it was an insult on Mars. I certainly already knew I could call a plumber. I didn't need her to tell me that. The best thing she could have done is just ignored my frustration and gone about her business. When a woman calls a man back, she must be very clear about this. If she calls to get help, he'll feel complimented. With this in-depth understanding of men, it becomes clear why it works best for the man to ask the woman out. There are some ways, however, that a woman can ask a man out without being too aggressive about it or running the risk of becoming the pursuer. Instead of asking him out on a romantic date, she can ask him to help her with something or accompany her somewhere. As long as she's genuinely asking for something that would make her life more comfortable and fulfilled, then it's fine to ask. Ideally, the request should be practical and not romantic. These are some examples. Would you please help me pick out a barbecue grill this weekend? Would you please help me go shopping for a car? Would you please read this article I'm writing and tell me what you think? Would you please help me figure out my VCR? Would you please help me rearrange my furniture? In each of these examples, the man has the opportunity to be a friend, but more importantly, she has been able to create a fertile opportunity for him to experience being helpful to her and thus become more attracted to her. Next, we'll explore more deeply the dynamics of what makes a man more interested in a woman. Ultimately, what makes a man most attracted to a woman is when she makes him feel masculine. In a similar manner, a woman is most attracted to a man when his presence makes her feel feminine. The greatest power a man or woman can gain to create attraction is the ability to awaken in another more of who they are. When a man makes a woman feel feminine, her mind is stimulated and intrigued. She feels tender and vulnerable inside. She's excited by the thought of being desired. She is reassured by the possibility of getting what she wants and needs. As she is magnetically drawn to him, his active interest brings out the best in her. It is this feeling of being inspired to be our best that can make dating and relationships so fulfilling. For many, these good feelings are hit and miss. Sometimes they're there and sometimes not. By understanding the dynamics of what makes men and women attracted to each other, dating can not only begin to fulfill our needs for intimacy, but can also help us discover and express the best parts of who we are. What allows a woman to bring out the best in a man can be summarized in one expression: feminine radiance. When a woman expresses her feminine radiance, she is generally embodying the three basic characteristics of femininity. She is self-assured, receptive, and responsive. It is these three qualifications that make a man most attracted to her. What allows a man to bring out the best in a woman is his masculine presence. When a man expresses his masculine presence, he is generally embodying the three basic characteristics of masculinity. He is confident, purposeful, and responsible. It is these three qualifications that make a woman most attracted to him. With an awareness of these three different characteristics, we can begin to understand why some dates work and others don't. With this insight, we can gain the power to attract the right person for us. The first attribute that makes a woman most attractive is self-assurance. A self-assured woman trusts that others care and that they want to support her. She does not feel alone. She feels supported by friends and family and by men. In her mind, almost all men are likable until proven otherwise. When a woman feels she has to become something other than her true self to be lovable, then she becomes less attractive. Not only does it restrict her true radiance, but it gives a message that he's also expected to change in order to be acceptable. The second attribute that makes a woman most attractive is receptivity. Some women are just able to flow through dating situations while others get rigid and stuck. This fluidity and flexibility to flow around obstacles can easily be confused with being too accommodating. Receptivity is very different from giving too much in a relationship. When a woman gives more in the relationship, she is really no longer receptive to what a man has to offer. Instead, she begins to expect more from the man. This makes her very unattractive. A receptive woman is not expecting more, but she's capable of receiving what he has to offer. Let's look at an example. Deanne got involved with Carlos. They were both in their mid-20s. After a few dates, they were being sexual, and Carlos wanted to go all the way. Deanne then asked him if this meant he was going to only see her. In the heat of passion, Carlos said yes. The next day, everything changed. Deanne suddenly had a host of expectations. These were some of them. She expected him to call her every day. She expected him to love her and no one else. She expected him to only see her. She expected him to spend more time with her. She expected him to be more interested in what she had to say. She expected him to do more romantic things for her. She expected him to spend less time with his friends and more time with her. All of these expectations came up the morning after she had sex. The next day, Carlos also changed. He began to doubt if he really wanted to be that involved. Suddenly, other women were looking very fine, and he felt he wasn't ready to settle down. In their relationship, they had moved to stage 4 intimacy and skipped 2 and 3, uncertainty and exclusiveness. Carlos immediately moved back into uncertainty and decided not to proceed. It's almost predictable. Carlos and Deanne may have had a chance, but because they were not ready to be so intimate, Carlos immediately backed out of the relationship, and Deanne was hurt. Once she had given more than she was getting, her chances of moving through the 5 stages with Carlos disappeared. A man thrives when he feels he doesn't have to give, but that he chooses to give. He wants to give because he cares, not because he owes her. Expectations are a turnoff. The third attribute that makes a woman most attractive is responsiveness. A man loves a woman with a smile. A man loves to feel he can make a difference. A man is most interested in pursuing a woman when he gets clear messages that he can make her happy. It actually gives a man energy to anticipate being successful and making her happy. The secret to being responsive is to be authentic. If a man does not truly delight a woman or impress her or please her, but she responds with delight, admiration, or fulfillment, on some level he'll know she's faking, and eventually he'll feel manipulated. He'll sense that she's trying to please him by appearing pleased. The first attribute that makes a man most attractive is confidence. A woman can sense when a man is confident. She automatically begins to relax and feel assured that she'll get what she needs. When a man does not feel confident, a woman begins to worry. Her feminine side that wants to relax and receive panics, and her masculine side rises up to protect her and make sure she gets what she needs. Confidence in a man makes a woman breathe deeper, relax, and open up to receive the support he has to offer. Confidence does not mean that a man has to be perfect, nor does he have to have all the answers. Confidence is a can-do attitude. He knows that no matter what happens, there's always a solution. Even if he doesn't have the answer, he's confident that he can and will find one. By understanding the way women think and feel, a man has a huge advantage over most men out there dating. Most men will ruin a date by trying to talk a woman out of being upset or disappointed. They don't realize the power of listening to win a woman over. They don't realize the importance of little things and not necessarily big things to impress her most. The more a man learns about a woman, the more confident he will feel on a date. This confidence makes him very attractive. Dates become disasters not because of what happens, but because of how the man handles a woman's feelings and reaction to her disappointments. A man can get so attached to his plan and forget that the real gift he gives a woman is his sincere interest in making her happy. When circumstances don't do it, then he can really score big by being caring, understanding, and respectful of her reaction to what has happened. A man with a purpose is most attractive to a woman. When he has a plan, a dream, a direction, a vision, an interest, or a concern, he's very attractive. It doesn't matter how great or grand the plan or purpose is. He's attractive to the degree that he feels passionate about achieving his purpose. He then becomes even more attractive when he focuses his purposefulness on her. When he becomes focused on making her happy, then she is swept off her feet. This does not mean that he gives up his other goals and only wants to make her happy. This also is a turnoff. A woman knows that she cannot fulfill all his needs. She doesn't want him to stop his life for her. That would put too much pressure on her and their relationship. A man needs to have a sense of purpose separate from his relationship. He needs to have a direction first, and then he's ready to create a relationship which can support him in making his dreams come true. He feels a need for woman to share the rewards and benefits of achieving his goal. The opportunity to share his success with a woman gives meaning to his life. As long as a man has a goal and is not given up, he has a future. Women love a man with a future. When a man is passionate about his work, his interests, his goals, and his future, he's very attractive. When he is self-directed and self-motivated, a woman feels very relaxed and comfortable with him. Rather than feeling she needs to take care of him, she feels he has the energy and motivation to take care of her sometimes, and for her, this is good. In a relationship, a man's purpose is to provide support for the woman and receive her love in return. As long as he stays on purpose, a relationship has a chance to grow. When he starts to focus only on what he is getting in return, he gets off purpose, and the woman begins to close down. Romantic rituals help a man to stay on purpose. In most of the traditional romantic rituals, the man provides and the woman graciously receives. These rituals are important because they give him the repeated experience that he can succeed in his purpose very easily. All he has to do is plan a date, make a few calls, spend a little money, and open doors, and he is suddenly a great guy. She appreciates him, and he feels good. When men are stressed, they can forget their purpose. They can work so hard that they forget why they're doing it. They forget they're doing it to provide for the people they love and care about. They start caring more about work than the opportunity to be in a caring relationship. By taking time to be romantic, he gets an opportunity to experience and remember why he's doing it. When he feels a woman's love, he remembers, oh, this is why I do it. Her receptivity to his support allows him to feel more committed to his purpose. For a man to stay on purpose in his relationship, he needs to remember why he's having a relationship anyway. The purpose of having relationships has changed. We no longer need each other to survive. Relationships that are based on survival do not survive anymore. Both men and women want something more than the security of a partner working for the good of the family. We may want that as well, but today we want even more. We want emotional fulfillment. We want romance. We want intimacy. We want to find a deep and lasting love. Romantic rituals remind men that they have to continue doing the little things for a woman to continue loving him. A man should not expect it to just happen. He doesn't expect his business to flourish without hard work, nor should he expect romance to be any different. By remembering his new purpose in a relationship, which is greater than the old way of having a relationship, he can then be motivated to learn more and find new ways of relating. When a man does what he says he'll do, automatically he expresses a sense of responsibility. He radiates a sense of confidence that he will do what he sets out to do. It doesn't even matter if a woman's met him before or has experienced him being responsible. She'll assume him to be confident and purposeful. She'll be drawn to him like bees to honey. When a woman is attracted to a successful or influential man, what she is really attracted to is the responsible side of him that made him successful. The long hours required and the extra push to make something happen causes him to emanate a sense of responsibility. Even if he's not responsible in all areas of his life, his ability to be passionately purposeful and be responsible to what is most important to him will always show. When a man is responsible, it says he cares, and that's what women are most hungry for. When a woman dates a man, she needs to feel that he's not just wanting to take from her, but that he wants to find a meaningful relationship. The more he cares, the more she can trust him. A way a man can express this caring in dating is by taking care of the little things. Each time he does, it reassures her that with him, she doesn't have to be on all the time. His sense of responsibility allows her to relax. Certainly men shouldn't have to be on all the time either. But when a man is dating a woman, particularly in the first three stages, he needs to be on. When on a date, a man needs to be there for her regardless of how he feels. When he needs his downtime, he should do that at home by himself or with his friends.